Good day, world. This is Maria Liberati, and welcome to my podcast, The Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. Lots of recipes, culinary stories, travels, and more from my Gourmand World award-winning book series and blog, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. I can officially be called a Philadelphia Italian market baby. You see, I was inspired early on at the age of 4 by my shopping trips to the Italian market in Philly with my grandfather to get fresh breads, cheeses, pasta, vegetables, and fruits for our large, unforgettably flavorful Sunday dinners. Fast forward to a trip to Italy for my modeling career that became a 20-year life-changing experience that included learning old-world winemaking, cheesemaking at my family's vineyards and farm, studying the culinary arts, truffle hunting, having my portrait done by a famous Italian artist, working with some remarkable Italian chefs, doing culinary programs at some of Italy's most beautiful resorts and vineyards, creating my book series and trademark, appearing on Italian TV, and having my blog about Mozart featured in the National Museum of Vienna, Austria. And my 300,000 blog subscribers can attest to all this. I'm looking forward to having you as a special guest during my podcast with other interesting, fun, and entertaining special guests where we will be making a connection through food to art, travel, and life. Hope to see you then. And my special guests today are Lisa Lucas and Debriana Mancini, and they are the authors of this award-winning book, That Time We Ate Our Feelings. Besides a lot of other things, which we're going to talk about today, they've done TV and they're on Facebook and YouTube everywhere. So thanks so much for being with me today, guys.
Oh, thanks for inviting us.
So I know you both have, like, who appeared on The Bachelorette? Did I see that?
Yes. The claim to fame I can never seem to shake. Well, but it is.
And how did you guys get together to do this book, That Time We Ate Our Feelings?
It's a long story.
It's fun. Short version.
Yes, go ahead. That's fine.
We met each other. We would see each other at marches and stuff like that. We met each other at a dinner.
It's completely coincidental. At a television network, we got seated next to each other, and so I thought, who's this Debriana Mancini character? And anyway, we bonded, over the horrible food at this dinner, and so a friendship was born.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was really funny. So we kept in touch, you know, by email and on social media for years. We would barely get enough time to have a cup of coffee together over the years, and then when COVID happened, I called Lisa and I was like, hey, you want to cook live on Facebook and see who joins us?
Because we were down like everybody else. And it's like, how can we cope? How can we uplift people? Well, maybe we'll just invite our friends and family and do, like, you know, these tried and true, you know, recipes that we know and love and the cook. And we just started this thing.
We were going to go every other, like you go Tuesday, I'll go Thursday. But once we started, we cooked every day for 143 days in a row.
Wow.
And it became a thing. And, you know, we realized, you know, we started hearing from people. God, I'm alone in my apartment. You're really helping me. I look forward to your show every day. You know, we're like, oh my God, we're doing something here, you know?
Yes.
So that's where we started.
Yes. And so tell me about the book. So That Time We Ate Our Feelings. So is there, like, there you go. Yes.
So that's a wild story too. You never think these things are going to happen. We were just going to, you know, laminate 20 recipes. So
people kept asking us. Yeah.
You know, and we were like, okay, we'll just do something like that. And then a friend of mine who, you know, I'm a television producer, and we had optioned his book for a series, and he's also an author. And he's like, you know, hey, I heard from my publisher in New York, they might be interested in a quirky cookbook. You guys should pitch them. You know, I'll make the introduction. And I, you know, we're like,
Sure, that'll happen. We were so like, That's hilarious.
And you know, being in the film business, you know, you pitch 99 times and maybe one time you get a yes or maybe, you know, so it's we're really used to that.
Yes.
So we, you know, got a professional designer together. We did this whole pitch of like, then we had to ask the question, what would we want to
write about? What is our book?
How would we have this meeting? And, you know, we did it kind of like a scrapbook of our lives. And we decided, hey, maybe we should write some stories.
Since we're both writers.
We did short stories to back up the recipes. Anyway, long story short, we do the pitch, zero expectation, and afterwards
she just looked at us and said, okay, let's do this. The first meeting, that was it. We were literally shocked. I mean, we're both well aware of how difficult
this
we were flabbergasted, and then comes the long process, basically like, you know, birthing a child. But 2-year labor. I'm just writing it. And you have to write it.
You have to test. We had already test kitchened pretty much everything because
the recipes.
We've been doing them and posting the recipes on our Facebook Live every time we'd photograph it, post the recipe. Yeah. And then we had the tremendous good fortune of one of our Corona Kitchen members and also a friend of my husband's, approached us, and she's like a famous food photographer, like
Wild,
William Sonoma books.
Like, oh my goodness.
Nina Meisels. And she said, we're still in lockdown. She said, I want to photograph your book.
Are you kidding?
Oh my goodness.
we were like, what? We could not believe it. We
couldn't believe it. And it was goodness. The most wonderful experience to be with a pro like that. She let us, you know, shoot the whole thing in her home studio with her gorgeous pots and pans in her kitchen. And, you know, you walk in, there's a picture of her with her arm around, you know, Jacques Pepin. We're like, oh,
no my pressure. Goodness.
You know,
what are we doing here?
What are we doing here? She's just the most lovely, amazing person and has become a friend now, but it's like the best experience. It was great.
It was insane.
Wow. So you really lucked out. So it sounds like this was all coming about during the pandemic, right? Is that a lot of that happened? And lots of stuff did come out of it. If you were somebody that was kind of, you know, thinking a lot about, okay, well, how can I, you know, turn lemons into lemonade during this period? A lot of things I hear from so many people that I've interviewed, so many interesting things like books and podcasts and different things came out of, you know, or different careers that they started and stuff like that. So interesting.
We had no plan, I mean, to write a book. Neither one of us. And when we did it, we actually overwrote it by half. So
two books. Cut it in half. But you know, we didn't even know we were creating what is known as a micro food community. You know what I mean? We didn't even know we were doing that, which still continues to this day. Golden Goose Kitchen.
We have a show tonight.
But you know, we have a show tonight. We still do it once a week, but because the community is strong and they have stayed with us, we are so grateful to them.
That's great.
And I think that Debrianna and I were both like antsy doers. You know, we're super active, and it was like we couldn't just sit around.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's how that's what happened to a lot of people that are like that. They're not people, you know, you just can't sit around. You have to think of something, some way to get your creative outlet out there. So neither one of you really have the culinary arts in your background. It just came about.
In our family backgrounds, we do. Yes. We both have families with restaurants on both sides.
Yes. Oh, you do? I mean, okay.
Yeah. We're not like,
we weren't trained.
We didn't go to culinary school. And I give this up to Debrianna freely. She is an amazing, I will give her chef status. She is such an incredible cook, and she's, you know, she's the type of person that, you know, creates recipes. I pretty much follow what I know from my family and riff on it, but she is just an incredible inspiration to work with, just because she's just, you know, she thinks of in outside the box in ways that I don't. And I think we both bring different things to the food stuff.
Yes.
And,
but
we love, one thing's for sure, we love good food. We love, you know, high quality ingredients. ingredients, organic, non-toxic, tasty flavor profile. You know what I mean? Like, we just love great comfort food. That's our favorite, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So what types of, well, when was the book released? Was it just released or how long did it take to get?
The very tail end of last year.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been out very long.
How long did it take that whole process for you of, you know, getting it all together and your photos?
It was a couple years.
Yes, that's usually what it takes, right?
I mean, I actually think it was 3 years total from start to finish. Because, you know, it was the lockdown or it was the pandemic. So as I'm sure you know, you know, the slowdown, the paper supply.
It affected everything.
Yeah. Oh, it did. I know. I had a book that was supposed to be published and it just was a nightmare getting it done. And we had to wait till after the pandemic. So I know that was a nightmare. But it usually takes a few years anyway. So you pared it down to, did you guys get to choose the recipes you pared it, the book down to?
We did. Yeah. Our publisher was awesome. Julia Abramoff was, she was exquisite. We worked together, but generally she gave us a lot of free rein to decide what we wanted to write, what we wanted to publish, and then, but she was a guiding force in what, how to choose.
So the name of the publishing company was Apollo Publishers that took us on, and in New York, you know, one of the reasons why, well, I mean, I think we would have said yes anyway, but one of the reasons why we felt good about it was because they let us be us. Like, you know, we're political, we're of a certain age, we speak our mind, we, you know, we wrote about
We're over trying to placate people at this point in our lives.
So they didn't try to change us at all. I mean,
That's great. You know? That's great. Yeah, because that's, I know that's kind of the reason why a lot of people don't want to be with big publishing houses sometimes, because they do, you know, they do want you to fit into sort of a mold, and they take away your uniqueness, you know, of your project. So that was great that you were able to keep your own style.
Yeah, in a way, it's like producing an independent film instead of a big movie house film.
Right, exactly, exactly. So you said there are stories in the book along with recipes?
Yeah, it's actually quite readable on its own, if you're not a cook.
Right.
There's a lot of essays that relate to the food, why we made what we made, where it came from. They're very entertaining, and a lot of people just read it before they go to bed at night because it helps them.
You know, we have people that don't cook the by the book because they just like the short stories. I think they're, I think they're very endearing. I mean, if I do say so myself, but you know, we're again, women of a certain age, we have wisdom. I don't want to say it's like chicken soup for the soul, but you know, some things are heartwarming, some things are funny, some things are sad, you know. We're going through a lot. We eat our feelings, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, we talk about all that stuff.
So do the stories relate to the recipes? Are they like recipes that somehow relate to each story?
So mostly, that's, I think, what it is. Like each one, when I do the carrot salad sandwich, I talk a lot about my grandmother and how she was into health food from when I was a kid, and she would have loved this particular sandwich and where it came from, how I got the recipe, like that.
Then we have pictures too, because it's kind of, it's scrapbooky, like, you know, my great grandmother's, you know, sauerkraut, which was the family staple, you know, there's a picture of her in there and a story of how that recipe passed down and, you know, things like that. So there's provenance to everything in the book.
Great. Oh, that's great. That sounds like it's really very entertaining. And I can imagine, somebody that doesn't, even somebody that doesn't cook would, you know, just like to have it as a nice read. So are the recipes, like, what level do you think they're at? Are they, because I know it sounds like you've tested them out, you've done them on camera a lot. Are they for like the novice? Are they for the, you know, beginner?
I think most of them, I mean, we make them.
Look, if I can make them, anybody can make them. You know, there's, you know, I would say it honestly runs the gamut, but for the most part, I think anybody can make these recipes. It's really just time and energy, and if you're inspired, you know, to do something. Some things take longer than others. It's just like anything else.
Exactly.
We get them all on the show. Yeah, almost all of them.
They're on the YouTube. You can follow our YouTube channel.
Almost all of them. Yeah. And we did it live, Maria.
Oh, wow. So, like,
we would cut our fingers.
Oh, my God.
Lisa had a kitchen accident where the KitchenAid fell on her head, like, right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. Part of the entertainment, right?
Yeah, totally.
But you know what? I have to ask you, so how did you come up with that funny title? I say funny, but in a good way. That time we ate our feelings. Who thought of this idea?
Asked us that.
It's great. It's definitely a good title because it kind of leads you to think, huh, that's interesting. You know, it's got something about feelings, which sounds like it relates to all your stories. And then ate our feelings. Of course, there's food in there. But anyway, yes. Yeah. So how did you come up with that?
You know, we are such an amazing team. Our lives are so parallel. It's
scary.
It's crazy.
Yes.
We often dress alike without planning it.
Oh my
it.
Goodness.
It's so crazy. And so I when we were writing the book, we riffed a lot with each other, and we were used to doing that because we'd been doing it already on live on the show. And so I don't know, we just passed stuff back up. I think Lisa came up with it.
If you look at the titles of the recipes, we decided, like, okay, we could do these recipes really straight and kind of like, oh, carrot cake, blah, blah, blah. We're like, well, let's just have some fun with it. So if you notice, the titles are all about, like, you know, eating your feelings type of deal.
Yeah.
For example,
Everyone
will look for some ones right now. They're pretty funny. And so we just thought, you know, let's just go with that, you know.
Turn that frown upside down roasted yams with maple poppy sauce.
There you go. So stuff like that. Yes.
Some of them are, you know, pretty out there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's good. It's all in the, you know, I love it because it's entertaining. It makes for a fun and entertaining read. It's not just a cup of flour, a cup of sugar.
Right.
You know, it makes it boring.
It reflects our friendship. I think we just, you know, we laugh a lot. If we didn't laugh, we'd cry. You know what I mean?
Everything
going on in
our
world.
That's...
And especially the last few years. And we just, it kept us sane, I think. And so we just took a tongue-in-cheek, you know, kind of tack with
it. Approach to it. So my last question for both of you, I usually try to get my guests that are involved with food to answer, what does food mean to you? Do you both want to answer, or you want to answer separately?
Oh, well, we always say, Lisa always says, food is love. That's how she signs the book. And it's community. That's really what we built, because that's the way we approach food in our lives. It's a place where, you know, you can put down your differences and just eat.
Exactly.
And I always have said, everything I learned in life, I learned around a meal.
Table
and
yes.
You know, big Italian family, we always ate together, and nobody, it's like we didn't always agree, but we always ate well.
Exactly.
It's the same thing for me. I come from a big Croatian family, again, another very similar thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, you know, when you cook, I think we were trying to shift the paradigm too, because honestly, for me, pre-pandemic, I was just work. I had drummed the love of food out of me from working so hard and raising children and all that kind of stuff. And I really credit Debriana, because we did this project and I was like, oh yeah, that joy of cooking for others and giving them something that is worth more than, you know, a bought present. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You give them something that tastes good from the heart that you made yourself, and you share it. Like, there's nothing better than that, right?
Exactly. You know, so we're almost out of time, but I want to tell people, where can they find your book? That time we ate our feelings. I'm assuming it's all over online.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Amazon, bookshop.org. But you can find it at our Apollo Publishers bookshop. They'll tell you on their website. We also have a website called goldengoosekitchen.com.
Okay.
And we have product and stuff. So,
and links to all the places.
Everything.
And yeah. I mean, you can get it at Target online.
Yeah.
You can get, you know what I mean? Like, it's everywhere.
That's great.
That's so crazy.
Great. All right. Great. Thank you guys so much for being here, and much success with the project. Hopefully I'm sure you'll be doing something else in the near future. We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, Maria.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Embark on a culinary journey with Maria Liberati's The Basic Art of Italian Cooking
book series, Discover the Secrets of Italian Cuisine and Bring the Art of Italian Cooking to Your Home. Awarded the Best Italian Cuisine Book in the USA by the Gourmand World Book Awards, it is available. The book series is available now at marialiberati.com, at artoflivingprimamedia.com, on Amazon and Kindle, and anywhere books are sold. Thanks for listening to the Maria Liberati Show, and thanks for joining us. And remember, you can also listen to the Maria Liberati Show as a podcast, heard anywhere podcasts are heard. And you can also download this show that you've just heard at www.dbam.com anytime. And you can also listen to us at www.dbam.com on Saturdays at 1:30 to 2 if you're not in our listening audience. And you can find me at marialiberati.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Chef Maria Liberati, on Twitter at Maria Liberati, on Pinterest at Maria Liberati, on Instagram at Maria Liberati. And if you follow me there, you'll have a chance to win one of my cookbooks. We do giveaways every so often, so follow me on Instagram. You can also find videos of the podcasts and the radio shows on our YouTube channel, The Maria Liberati Show, and on Vimeo.com at Maria Liberati. And just a reminder, I will be doing my Taste of Italy tour at the Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania. There will be 4 different sessions. Each one will be concentrating on a specific region in Italy, the flavors from that region in Italy. There will be a cooking class and there will be sampling. If you're interested in joining us, the registration is limited. So, call now, try to register now. You can find information on my website at marialiberati.com. It's on the front page on the calendar, or you can just look for Bucks County Community College in Newtown, call their continuing education department and ask about the Taste of Italy tour with Maria Liberati. And I will be at the Taste of Philly event at the Valley Forge Casino coming up in October. Stay tuned. We may be giving away tickets to that event. So listen, keep listening. And in the next few weeks, we'll probably be giving away tickets to that event. And don't forget, our back to school guides are up at themarialiberatishow.com. And that is the website for the podcast and radio show. So you can find a lot of information on some of our guests there. But you can also find the back to school guides. There's 8 of them. We tested a lot of products and selected some really interesting and some are unique products that we thought were a fit for back to school time for whatever reason. So please take a look at our back to school guides. If you get to try any of the products, please let us know how you like them and hashtag The Maria Liberati Show on social media or comments in the blog, and we'll share that. And I just want to share this thought with you since autumn is almost here. Actually, I think it's here. And a quote from Henry David Thoreau, who said, "I would rather sit on a pumpkin and have it all to myself than be crowded on a velvet cushion." And until next time, you can find all my books in the Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, at marialiberati.com and artoflivingprimamedia.com. That's the publisher's website. And anywhere books are sold, Amazon and Kindle. And if you have a problem finding them, or have any questions, you can email us at info@marialiberati.com. Yes, and until next time, peace, love, and pasta.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.